Folks, it's the Valley's Morning Show on WHAI, and now I'm trying to think, is it South Bend, Indiana, or is it Indianapolis, where the Soapbox Derby is? I'm going to find out.
Akron, Ohio.
Where it's in Akron, Ohio, of course. That's the voice of Mick Mueller telling us about probably the Soapbox Hall of Fame is there, too. There must be a Soapbox Hall of Fame.
I don't know about that. There could be. There should be if there isn't.
Well, there's one coming to Montague, so we're not going to have to go out to Akron, Ohio. The Montague Soapbox Race is coming up soon. Tell us about this. This is your idea.
This is my idea. I put it together.
Now, where did you get this idea? How come?
Well, as a kid, I was in a day camp out on Long Island, and they one day said, well, let's have a soapbox race down the hill. And some friends of mine got together with me, and we built one just out of three wheels, bicycle wheels, and a sheet of plywood, and we beat the pants off of everybody in the race. It was wonderful.
Did you have a secret weapon or secret technology? How did it work?
Most of the other kids were using, like, wagons. You know, they weren't, like, into the technology of it. And we took bicycle wheels, and we pulled the axles out of each of the adult 20-inch wheels that we were using in the back and cleaned the bearings in Drano. And then repacked them with fresh grease and stuck everything back together. And these things just, you would spin it and it was like perpetual motion. They wouldn't stop spinning.
So that was like the seed that everything that is going to happen on September 19th basically germinated from there.
If I hadn't been in a race as a kid, I wouldn't be doing this today now.
Tell us about the Montague Soapbox Race. It's on Sunday, September 19th.
Yeah, starting guns at noon.
Okay, high noon.
High noon.
Yeah. Rain or shine?
Rain or shine. You mean unless there's a monsoon or
okay,
like a hailstorm.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
It's got to be extreme weather. This is a go. I mean, there's a lot involved in getting this together. We have like 600 bales of hay, and you know, we're not going to set all that stuff up again a week later. Turner's Falls at Unity Park.
Okay.
Right. So
On that hill.
It's a steep hill.
That's a steep hill.
Right.
Yeah.
So spectators just show up at Unity Park on Sunday, September 19th, around 11-ish or so, 11:30, get yourself a good seat. Drivers have to show up starting about 10:30, above the First Street Hill around Hillside. And you can find all that information out at the website, MontagueSoapboxRaces.com.
Now, who's this for? When we think Soapbox Derby or Soapbox Race, we think like 8, 9, 10-year-olds.
This is for everybody. Starting at 8, there are three classes. You have to be at least 8 years old, but there are kid class, teen class, and adult class. And we're hoping for a lot of adults because they have, you know, it'll be a little more, they'll be going faster because the adults will be going from the top of the hill, the teens from about the middle of the hill, and the kids, you know, closer to the bottom of the hill.
What if I am mentally a kid? Could I start closer to the bottom?
You could start wherever you wanted to, Jay.
That might be what
be
I
fine.
Need, Mick, I'll tell you. Now, what about safety? You mentioned the bales of hay and a lot of time going into this. What about the driver's safety? What's their responsibility?
They have to bring a helmet. They have to have gloves and goggles or glasses of some kind, safety glasses. We're suggesting elbow pads and knee pads. You can't have any open-toed shoes. The cart has to have a floor, so that if your foot slips, you know, you don't get dragged underneath the cart, especially for the adult drivers because they'll be going very fast at the bottom of the hill. And there are other guidelines as far as width and height and weight and stuff like that. But it's a free-for-all, really. So, you know, you just have to, and you have to brake.
Someone like me who has no mechanical ability or technology background, how can I get help? Should I just ask somebody, or is there help at the website, some suggestions?
We have some links on the website. There's a resources page. Also, if you enter before the 29th, we're going to have a cart-building party at one of the people's that are involved in the race. And he's got welding equipment. He's got 80 junk bicycles behind his house that he's willing to cut up with the Sawzall and let you use in your cart. You just bring all the rest of your materials, your plywood and 2x4s and extra piping or whatever else your ideas are. But if you need technical help putting it together, if you need ideas, if you need wheels, just sign up. The application is on the website, MontagueSoapboxRaces.com. And if you don't have a printer, you can go to any of the libraries in Montague. You can go to the town hall in Montague, or you can go to MCTV, Montague Community TV, which the race is a fundraiser for. And they're on 2nd Street in Turner's Falls.
I'm going to put a link on my Facebook.
Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah. WHAI-FM, the Valley's Morning Show with Jay Fidanza. Now, applications are being accepted until when?
Until Monday, August 30th.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like this is the first of what's going to be many. And trophies awarded?
Trophies are awarded. I mean, we know that people are putting a lot of time into this. So we've got real metal trophies.
That wasn't my head.
No, it wasn't your head.
Well, they'll be able to see it at my Facebook site and with the link to the information for the Montague Soapbox Race that's coming up on Sunday, September 19th. Mick, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Jay.
Mick Mueller, my guest this morning, here in the Valley's Morning Show on WHAI.